Morning.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Ethan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads. Please welcome
Graham and Ethan.
Will you stop doing that? Look, this is going to be a very quick intro this morning. We're not going to show it too much love because we don't have time.
It sounded like there was going to be a real big story that no, we just don't have time. We only have a minute left
of
the show.
It was a lot of fun this morning on the show, Nick.
Let's do something in this podcast intro that we haven't done in our whole time that I've been on.
Actually say what's coming up.
No! I just don't want to ruin the surprise.
I thought the whole point of doing this was to tell people what was
it
on today's
show. Cryptically.
Well, why don't you huck and tease, as they say.
Well, Simon Cowell has come out and announced the end of...
Something.
See, you nearly said the show. Yeah. And I would have said Simon Cowell has bad news and has nothing to do with his lovely son, Eric.
All right, let me try another one, right? We know the Olympics are happening. Right?
Yeah.
We could never compete in those. But today on the show,
Be careful.
Okay, all right.
That's enough.
I also befriended some local... kids over,
No, you gave too much.
Okay, it's all in the podcast. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
1-2-1-2 Hey.
Okay, here we go. We're rolling.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Morning.
Live across the city. This is the only way to start your day.
Hi, I'm Ross Kemp on Fully Charged.
This is Ava Max.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers. This is Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, Spin, it's Amarie. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, I'm Matt Damon on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Right, you ready?
Yeah. Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
We're ready.
We're on.
Come on. Let's pick up the energy in this hellhole. Welcome. Welcome right now to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Graham is away. His replacement is a man that I've seen far too much of. Mr. Nick Kay.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Welcome to the show.
How are you, Nick? Because I know you were having a bit of fun with a Q-tip this morning.
Oh, I tried to clean my ears. Now, it's funny because I see these little videos pop up when I'm scrolling through TikTok that says, don't be putting Q-tips in your ears because you just jam the wax in further. Well, didn't that happen to me this morning? Oh. I think I pushed wax into my head.
Never good.
And it's messing with my inner ear.
But what about your outer ear?
Oh, yeah, clean.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Ethan.
I have a bad vibe right now that I have to bring onto the show. I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but I have thick enough shoulders to take it.
All right, lay it on us, because this does sound very heartbreaking for this time of the morning.
Friend of the show, Simon Cowell. We love Simon. He has a massive head, leathery face, a lot of hair on his chest.
And insists on wearing buttons open on his shirt.
He is axing the X Factor after 17 years.
It was fair to say X Factor. It's the...
Oh. You brought your form this morning.
We do a celeb smash later around that, will we? No.
Let's just try and think of some of the great musicians that came from that show. One Direction, Little Mix, James Arthur, Ollie Murs, JLS, Alexandra Burke, Leona Lewis, Tesco Mary, Jedward, Wagner, and the very first winner, Steve Brookstein.
Oh, wow.
Do you know...
Man, you've really done your research on this.
My girlfriend, Jess, tells me off every time I mention Tesco Mary.
Why?
Because she doesn't work in Tesco anymore.
Oh, can I throw something in the mix here?
Go on.
Who's Tesco Mary?
Mary Byrne.
Oh, Mary Byrne.
Why?
She was in the same season as One Direction.
Okay.
Probably she worked in Tesco,
just
and that's why she
time.
Got the name of Tesco Mary.
Right,
now,
okay.
The last time The X Factor aired was in 2018. It says in the article that Simon Cowell is going to shelve it for at least 5 years, but sources are saying it's very unlikely it's going to return to UK screens because it was tanking big time. Yeah. But globally, it still makes a lot of money, they were saying. But Simon Cowell has a brand new show, and it's called Walk the Line. And,
okay.
And it's going to be on our screens on a Saturday evening. It's a 6-part series. And it's described as a high-octane, nail-biting format. It will see contestants perform in front of Cowell and a celebrity judging panel. The top two performers of the night can either cash out with a life-changing sum of money or stay in the competition and risk losing the money should they be eliminated at the next stage.
Okay.
It kind of seems like it's X Factor, but you can also win money.
It's X Factor combined with, what's that game show where
to be a millionaire?
Yeah, you can check out with what you have or you can keep playing. Yeah.
Well, look,
I'm sad. I know not a lot of people won't agree with me, but I actually love the X Factor.
I feel like we are mourning the loss. This is a bit like a funeral. So I'll go to you first, Nick, about your feelings, and then producer Callum. So how are you feeling?
I'll tell you this much, right? There's only two shows that are still on free-to-air TV that I actually watch. Everything else I watch is streaming now, right? Those two shows is I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here. Love that. And X Factor. They were the only two shows that I would sit down and watch as like live TV shows.
So you're gutted.
And I'm pretty upset by it, yeah.
Producer Callum, how do you feel?
It marks the nail. It's another nail in the coffin of the OG reality shows, isn't it? Like, we lost Big Brother maybe 4 or 5 years back. Now, the X Factor in its current incarnation wasn't great.
No.
It really just lost its way after...
What was 2019?
It was when the judges were changing. I felt was a big problem. When they got rid of Sharon and Louis and they were bringing in the likes of Tulisa and Gary Barlow, it didn't work.
And it was like the same old, and you were hearing these stories of people being plucked from other places. It wasn't auditions. Mm. Yeah. They were being headhunted. You just kind of lost the run of it. Like... I don't think there's still a place for reality TV shows like these judging things, because the Got Talent thing still works.
So does The Voice seems to do well, especially in America and actually in Australia as well. The Voice is killing it.
But The Voice in the UK, there wasn't the Voice of Ireland, wasn't there?
Yeah, there
it
was.
Never seemed to generate a big winner.
It didn't, no.
Well, I suppose we still have The Masked Singer, and we should be grateful for that, guys.
And that's where we, is that where, and what did they bring out the other day? The Masked something?
The Masked Dancer.
The Masked Dancer.
Not as good.
No. They should have stopped with singing.
Well, RIP X Factor.
Yeah, that's sad. I'm looking forward to this Walk the Line thing.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Yeah, it is.
I want to see what that's all about.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Bit of fresh cod for a Thursday morning.
Oh, here we go. You should say, call me the fishmonger. At least.
I love it. Shane Codd, he's an Irish producer, DJ. That's called Always On My Mind. It's a fresh hit to spin. You're on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. It's time for the Showbiz Shootout.
Just before we get to the Showbiz Shootout, I remember when Graham and I interviewed Shane Codd and I kept calling him Codmaster 3000.
Did he like that?
You could see he was like, stop.
Did he laugh the first time?
Yeah, and then it got annoying.
You have a tendency to carry the joke.
Great man, Cod. Fair play to you. Showbiz Shootout. Nick and I each have a showbiz news story, and then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the Big Bad Sheriff, decides which one is better. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Nick, do you want to begin, my friend?
I'll go first. We all know and love Stormzy.
Oh, yeah. Love Stormzy.
What a man. It was his birthday recently.
Happy birthday, Stormzy.
He was one of the last people who we met pre-pandemic.
Yeah, a great interview.
Remember, we flew over to London. We waited outside a studio for 8 hours because it was a massive day of press junkets for Stormzy. Yeah. When we went inside, he had such an entourage of people and he had loads of sushi in the corner that no one was touching. And myself and Graham were absolutely starving.
Did you say,
can I have a little Californian roll?
Oh.
But I didn't say that. I didn't have the confidence.
Did we see Will I Am that day as well?
Will I Am was apparently on a floor above us, but we never saw him.
Because he hangs around the UK, doesn't he? Because he's a judge on The Voice.
Yeah.
So I imagine, yeah, okay. So Stormzy's birthday was probably pretty cool, as you imagine. He's the sort of guy that's going to go all out for his mates. He, like you said, he has an entourage. He has that circle with him everywhere. So he probably turned it up for his friends. Do you know what he ended up doing?
Leisureplex.
Close. Take that and like inject it with something, right? He rented out Thorpe Park, which is a theme park in the UK.
Wow.
And he also hired out a food truck, but not any food truck. A McDonald's food truck.
Oh, that's
great. And
it
was completely free. His friends got to eat Maccas for free all day. Can you imagine being presented with a free McDonald's truck?
Oh, that would be insane. I've never been to Thorpe Park, Sheriff, have you?
I have. I've been there once. It's just outside of London. It's owned by the same group who own Alton Towers.
Which is better, would you say?
Alton Towers, because Alton Towers is massive. Thorpe Park is everything all in kind of one place.
All right.
Nick, you've been to Alton Towers.
I have been, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Really good. So, Look, guys, Stormzy's birthday, Thorpe Park, McDonald's, but that's not the interesting thing. The thing I wanted to bring to your attention, Stormzy only turned 28.
Oh, my.
That blew my mind.
I thought he was like 36 or something.
Yep. I've never actually thought about his age, but when you think about it, you definitely don't think he's only 27, turning 28.
So that means when we met him, he was only 25, 26.
Crazy. Oh.
He's a big man as well. He's massive.
Do you remember when I stood head-to-head with him to see who was taller?
You were very tall.
He was, I think, taller.
Yeah.
I had a bit of hair sticking up.
And Paul Graham was just like an ant compared to him.
Lost in the corner with the sushi.
Very good story. I want to speak about Kanye West. Kanye West, he's sleeping in a room at the moment with no window, a single bed, because he wants to finish his 10th album called Donda, named after his mum. I have a picture of the room. It honestly looks like a prison cell. Now, it's located in Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and he just wants no distractions.
Oh my God.
He's trying to focus. I believe that
sounds like a punishment.
The album was supposed to be out a few weeks ago, and
it's
he didn't.
Friday.
It was it?
Yeah. It was Friday just gone.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's being punished. Go and sit in that room and don't leave until you've finished.
I went on to Spotify on Friday and I was so excited to listen to it. I was like, where is it? It's not here. So he really is trying to knuckle down. Now, look at this picture. Describe it. It's a single bed in the corner.
It's a jail cell. That's what that is. That's a jail cell.
There's a few shoes, Yeezys in the corner. There's a few weights.
The bed doesn't even look comfortable.
There's a suitcase with clothes.
There is a TV on the wall.
See, that's
a distraction. That's a distraction. I wonder as well. I don't see any computers or musical instruments. How is he supposed to finish the album if he can't make music?
He's just going to be napping all day.
Is he literally sitting in the corner trying to come up with melodies, and then he's going to call his producer and, guys, I've got it. Get in here.
He's just banging shoes against one another.
How does that work?
I did find this depressing. One person put up on Twitter, this is every divorced dad's new apartment. One weekend.
The poor guy's going through some stuff.
That picture strikes me off. You see those Twitter accounts of like depressing Dublin rentals.
Oh my God.
It's something that you would see on Daft for like €1,000.
Oh, yeah. That's an inner city $2,000 a month apartment.
It's horrific. Nathan, you might put that on the Instagram story.
I will.
Two very good stories this morning. I'm going to give Nick the win.
Fair play.
Stormzy and theme parks. You can't go wrong.
My first victory. One of the week. Thank you so much, Sheriff. I appreciate that.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
We reward you for getting questions wrong in a minute. This morning we have Janelle playing. Janelle, it's a great name. It's quite unusual. I don't know if there's too many Janelles here.
No, I haven't heard of many.
Are you named after Janelle Monáe?
No.
Who is Janelle Monáe? Well, that's the first name that came to my head.
I'm not too sure.
I think it's a singer.
Yeah. American singer. Yeah. Janelle, do you have a nickname or do people always call you the full name?
It's kind of Jan, but Janelle I prefer.
Yeah, you know the way Aussies give good nicknames? I reckon if you were in Australia, you'd be known as Janny.
Janny.
What's up, Janny? Yeah.
I have such bad hearing when you said some people call me Jan. I thought you said Jam.
No.
Well, that would make no sense. all right, so Janelle, you've ever played Gotta Get It Wrong before?
No, only in the car on the way to work.
Brilliant, a first-time player on the show, Nick.
This is good. Yeah. I like this. Now, Sean came on yesterday. He got 15. Do you think it's a score you can beat?
I don't think so, but we'll see how it goes.
Do you know what? I think you're playing it down a little bit. I think you're being humble.
Humble pie.
Here's how the rules work. 60 seconds, we'll throw that on the clock. You got to get the questions wrong. The answers you give need to be in relation to the question. And if you take too long to answer, the old buzzer's coming at you, okay?
Okay.
Just one quick thing, Nick. I've noticed over the last few mornings when I ask the mushroom soup question, it's only producer Callum cheering.
No, so I'm very against.
But when I get to that, I need you to cheer as well. All right.
Okay. Do you know what he's talking about, Janelle?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, good. All right, here we go.
Do your best impression of Ed Sheeran.
Hello there.
Sing a Vanessa Carlton song.
Happy birthday to you.
Finish the lyrics. The smile on your face lets me know
that you're asleep.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Tomato.
What noise does a gerbil make?
Moo.
How do you spell library?
C-A-R.
What's the French word for hello?
Hola.
What's the capital of Turkey?
Ireland.
What's 66 minus 8?
2.
19 plus 10 is 29. True or false?
False.
What day was yesterday?
Friday.
What year are we living in?
1999.
What is a gooseberry, a type of?
Vegetable.
Sing a song by the Kid Laroi.
Happy birthday to you.
What animal was Simba?
A pig.
What nationality is Ross Kemp?
Irish.
Do your best impression of Nick Kay.
Hello.
Name a Bill Murray film.
Titanic.
Name an Eddie Murphy film.
Shrek.
What sport does Bruno Fernandes? Oh, ho, ho.
I think your Nick Kay impression was bang on.
Hello. Oh, Janelle, how did you find that? That was a great performance.
It's worse than on the spot.
It was good. I feel great about it.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? How do I sound on the phone?
Actually different than on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Would you say huskier tone on the phone?
No.
Why the question, Nathan?
I'm just interested to know.
Are you wondering if you're more palatable through a phone? Will we change the output, like, of the radio? Encourage people to listen on their phones rather than good quality, high definition speakers.
Oh God, Janelle, you needed 16 to go on top of the leaderboard. I can tell you, you came on and you got 16.
Oh, yay!
Come on, Janelle. How do you feel?
Good.
You've only gone and done it.
Better than I thought.
Happy days.
Oh, classic jam.
Jenny, right, if you stay there tomorrow, Janelle, if no one beats you tomorrow.
Please call her Jam.
Jam, if you remain at the top of the leaderboard by the end of tomorrow, you're going to walk away with that 100 euro and the coveted Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
Fair play to you, Jam. Have a great day.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I also want to say a massive congratulations to Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy, who won a gold medal for Ireland last night at the Olympics in rowing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Go for Ireland. We love that.
I have to say, watching the Olympics over the last few days, these sports, they're incredible. They're so intense. They're elite. They're the best of the best. And we wouldn't be able to do them.
That's what a gold is. You're the best in the world at something.
But the sports are so difficult.
Not for them. For us, they would be. But these people have been training since I imagine they were kids. But you know what, right? Here's something for you. What would you win a gold medal in? What do you consider yourself good at that you would win a gold medal in?
But it wouldn't be a sport.
No, that's okay. Let's call it the Everyday Olympics.
Okay.
Why would you win a gold for the Everyday Olympics?
I've recently found out that I am incredible at taking the tinfoil off the top of the ketchup bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
That can be difficult.
So I'm sure it happens to you listening.
The old peel back.
You buy a big bottle of ketchup.
Yeah.
You go to squirt and then you forget that, there's tinfoil underneath the white lid. So you have to remove the white lid. Yeah. And while most people might, gnaw at it like a hungry rat or try and dig their nail into the foil.
I get the fork out sometimes, try and peel it.
I don't need the fork, brother.
Yeah.
I literally can just pick it off in one go. It's very smooth. It's quite seductive. I did it the other day. My roommate Sean looked over at me as if I was the White Wizard.
Wow. Unbelievable. It's not just the tomato sauce either. I mean,
mayonnaise.
Mayo is the same.
Could be anything, really.
Barbecue sauce has a similar problem going on with the top.
I think that would be my everyday activity that I would win gold at.
I think I would win gold. Now go with me on this, right?
All right.
Plugging in a USB drive on the first time.
Oh, right. So what do you mean? Are you trying to find the...
You know when you... Firstly, can never find the... If you're like in the back of the TV or something, can never find it, right?
I never know where it is.
Oh, yeah. But then, once you do find it, wrong way around.
Yes.
Me? No. I've got it down to a... It's a real fine art now. I know where it is. I'm going straight in, not the wrong way around. Gold. That's my gold.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Please do.
How long would it take for you to get it in?
Yeah, I've done a lot of training on this, and that's why, like these Olympians, I believe I would be fit for gold.
You're the best of the best.
I've been training my whole... Well, since USB has become a thing.
My whole life?
Yeah.
Age are you, Nick?
I know. I'm 3. So that's my everyday Olympic gold medal. I reckon we throw this out. What are you brilliant at? What would you win a gold medal in if it was an everyday Olympic sport? Well, that doesn't need to be sport, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. We can just make it seem like it's a sport. So whether it's, you know, I'm trying to think, washing your shower. No, that's an awful example.
Here's
a terrible example.
Here's a good one for you.
Go on.
Putting the bed sheets on.
Oh, yeah.
In one swift motion.
Because that can be difficult.
Man, me and that duna cover, we do not get along.
You love saying duna.
I'm sorry, I forget you guys.
We say duvet.
Completely forgot about that. Sorry. The duvet cover. I do this thing where I actually stand inside. I'm not joking. I grab the duvet, right? And then I put the cover over my head so I'm standing inside it.
Like you're a ghost.
Yep. Corner to corner with the thing, and then I... Whoop, inside out.
That's very smooth.
Inside out.
All right. Well, we want to hear from you this morning. What everyday activity would you win gold for at the Olympics? I said I would win gold for taking the tinfoil lid off the bottle of tomato ketchup. I'm quite seductive when I do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit like a dance, and I know I'd bring it home.
And gold every time, is it?
Gold every time,
baby.
We
could put you forward, represent the country, and you would nail it every time.
And it has to be Heinz. It can't be Chef.
Right.
Yes.
Different type of tinfoil.
That's in my contract.
Okay, Gav's on the voice notes. Gav, what are you winning gold for the Everyday Olympics?
If I'm saying what I'm definitely winning a gold at, definitely, it's reversed into the driveway.
Oh.
Reversed into a car park space or the driveway. My God, one fluid motion. So satisfying.
Now that's good.
Can I be controversial? Yeah. I've never had the confidence to reverse into a parking space before.
Have you not?
No, I've never done it.
You've only recently got your license though, haven't you?
Yeah, and I borrow my girlfriend's car like a bit of a loser on the weekends.
You'll get there, man. Keep doing it. Rebecca's on the voice notes as well.
It would have to be for being on time. I have a pet peeve for being late. So if it's going to work, meeting up with my friends, or just going somewhere in general, I have to be early. I can't be late, and I'll always give myself more time than what the average person would.
So being early is a gold for Rebecca. Let's go to the phones. Doru, what would you win gold for in the Everyday Olympics?
I reckon I could definitely do gold at eating chicken fillet rolls every single day.
Oh, lovely. All right, so how many chicken fillet rolls would you stuff down your beak?
Honestly, I'd go for about maybe six.
Ooh, that's impressive.
Do you know what, right? If you're doing it for Ireland, if you're doing it for the country, I support this, and hopefully you can win gold for us.
And I would dress up as a chicken and support you. I'd be your personal mascot. I'd follow you everywhere. Doru, can I ask a personal question? What would you have in the chicken fillet roll?
Oh, it's a bit controversial, but I would go for taco sauce.
Oh, nice.
Stuffing, bacon, and cheese.
Oh,
good Lord.
Sounds gorgeous to me.
That's everything in there. Well, Doru, thank you very much for getting in contact, brother.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
See ya. Shauna, tell us, what would you win gold at for the Everyday Olympics?
Grating cheese.
Oh, amazing. Now, what sort of cheese? Just the red cheddar?
Yeah, it was always mine and my niece's favorite snack when she was younger, so I always used to make it. So, and she's now 21.
Oh,
so
wow.
Many years of practice.
What sort of grater would we be using?
We used to have this like weird hedgehog shaped one where you like grate it on the hedgehog's back.
Oh, I know about the hedgehog.
That's amazing.
Was it an actual hedgehog or was it like a hexagon type thing?
No, it was like actually shaped like a hedgehog. It had
wow.
like little feet and everything.
Great. Now, if you were performing at the Olympics, would you bring this hedgehog? Would it have to be the hedgehog grater?
I think I could switch it up, but I'd like to have it for sentimentality.
Yeah, you want to be playing on home soil. Good on you. Thanks, Shauna.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
What are you winning gold at the Everyday Olympics for? Another one that I can do is flat. I call myself the flat pack king. In my house, I'm known as the flat pack king.
It's good to call yourself a name.
Yeah.
I am the flat pack king. Who says that? Me.
Yeah. Who calls you that?
You're very good at it. Are you just quick?
I just think, I've done enough now that I can follow the instructions well, and I'm really good at it. I think I am anyway.
Well, I'm reading out some of your messages. Emma in Kildare says, my gold medal activity would be falling asleep anywhere and sleeping through any sort of noise.
That is a skill. I actually think Callum has that skill.
Well, I have sleep apnea as well, so I don't have a gold medal. I have a condition. But no, that is me. Like, you could put me anywhere.
Well, hang on. I just want to say, have you ever heard foxes mate? Because
no.
they make the loudest noise in the world. Don't look at me well, like that, like, Nick.
I was like, who's Fox's mate? Who's Fox and who's his mate?
No. The animals right. in the act of love, they are so loud.
Why? Are they right outside your house?
At my parents' house, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I hope it's the foxes.
No!
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. My mother and father are definitely not listening to the show, but if they were...
I was going to say, I've fallen asleep in work, haven't I? We've been recording a song, and I fell asleep on the sofa.
I can't even look at you right now, Callum. You are in my doghouse.
That's very...
I think it was the Christmas...
Callum of me.
It really was. I like it.
No, secretly, I'm delighted with that. Louise says, I would win gold for texting without looking at my phone.
That's good.
That's a bit of a flex.
It is, especially with these touch phones now, you can't feel buttons, so you're typing away. I remember with the old Nokias, you when you had to type, like, say you had to hit A 3 times to get a C.
Yeah.
You could do that, a lot of, like, no looking typing.
Come on, be relevant. It's 2021, man.
Sorry, guys. Kevin on the voice notes.
If I was to go in the Olympics, I would definitely win gold for stopping the petrol on exactly how much I want. Not 1 cent over. Or 1 cent less. Exactly.
The perfect pour. I love it.
I filled the car up a few weeks ago and it was €20.01. Went inside hoping, you know, it will just be the €20. I even started putting my finger through my hair. I was winking. I dropped a pen and bent over.
Oh, the sweaty guy behind the counter didn't blink an eyelid.
I think he charged me €30. He did not like that.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Guys.
Yeah?
I've made some friends.
Oh, that's amazing.
Been in Ireland about 9 or 10 years now, and as a guy in his 30s...
It's difficult to make friends.
It is. You made a friend recently at a swimming pool.
Yeah, like, old boy.
Old boy, yeah. It's hard to do.
How did you make these friends?
Made a bunch of kids. They're about 12 years old. Made friends with them.
Oh, right.
In the area, right?
Okay.
So I was driving the spin car over the course of the lockdown. Yeah. I had it at my house. And I'd arrived home with some shopping, right? And I was bringing the shopping from the car to the house. And these kids, they saw the spin car. They were curious. They came around. Now, I'd seen these kids. They're in the area. They're doing their thing. You know what I mean?
What age are they?
I was 10 to 12. Yeah.
And how many?
There was about 3 or 4 of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were, yeah, they're messers. They're messing around the area.
Boisterous. Yeah,
they're young boys. Boys will be boys, right? And I saw these kids and they kind of saw the spin car and they were like, they came over, they were peeling by the car, and I was like, I threw them a few pens and stuff. I was like, fair play to you. Now, they had Pokemon cards. I wanted to win these boys over, right? I was like, what you got there? A shiny Charizard. And all of a sudden, they were into me straight away. And they were like, yes, this guy. And because obviously, when I was their age, I had Pokemon cards. Can you guys believe Pokemon cards are still a thing? Anyway, they basically said to me, have you got Pokemon cards? Now, I'm almost 32. And I was like, in my head, I immediately went to say no, right? But then I remembered I'd taken Noah, my 2-year-old, up to McDonald's recently. And they were in the Happy Meals. They had Pokemon cards. And I was like, yes, I do have Pokemon cards. But I was on the way into the house of the shopping. I was like, look, boys, come back tomorrow. We'll do some trading. I wanted to win these boys over.
This is brilliant.
Do you know what happened, right? So I have one of them Ring doorbells that you can see through and talk through. I was out the next day. I didn't think anything of it. I honestly didn't think the boys would come back, right? I'm out. Me and Caroline, we were somewhere. I can't remember where we were, but I look at my phone and it's like, motion detected at your front door. I was like, geez, babe, someone's at our front door. I opened the thing. It's the boys with the cards.
Your new friends.
I opened the thing. I was like, boys, I'm not home.
So you're able to talk. They're able to hear you.
They were like, we brought the cards. Where's the Pokemon cards? I was like, I'm not home. Come back next week.
I don't know if this is a good look.
So, yeah, I think I might be in luck. I could be getting a shiny Charizard soon. I only have a Bulbasaur, though. Do you think they'll make the trade?
When are you playing this game?
They haven't knocked back.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping I haven't shown my cards, though, in this radio.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Celeb.
Smash.
Welcome to Celeb Smash. Producer Callum gives us a random topic, and we have to smash it with the celebrity's name. Nick, How have you found your experience this week?
There's something really satisfying when you make that connection.
Yeah.
When you get the topic and the celeb and it just works. My favorite of the week was yesterday we did celebs and
Olympics.
And I said Elon Musk. Elon Jump Musk. Yeah. I loved that.
That's very good. So this morning, I want you in the studio and you listening, I want you to smash celebrities. They can be dead, they can be live, or even fictional.
Like the White Wizard.
Like the White Wizard Gandalf. Sorry, I had a slight panic that I hadn't written anything in front of me, but I have. No. So I want you to smash celebrities in the studio and at home this morning, please, with places in America.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I'm not looking just solely for states. I'm looking for tourist attractions and anything like that. Somewhere in America, basically. Okay. So I'll give you an example.
Yeah, go on.
Like
yeah.
I always do. We all know Dermot Kennedy.
We do.
Yes.
He's got a new song out. Very good. I'm giving you Dermot Kennedy Space Center.
Oh.
Because of the Kennedy Space Center.
Do you know, I'm going to just stick with states.
Yeah.
If you'll allow me.
It's very broad. Again, what was Monday was summer.
Yeah.
Just a broad... The broader it is, the harder it is.
No, I think states will be okay for me. Yeah.
But I am looking, if you want to enter with tourist attractions or somewhere like that in America, I'm not going to disqualify you, so I want three in the studio.
Yep.
You listening, 087-711-1038 on the WhatsApp voice notes, please. If I really like yours, you'll win cinema tickets, and you haven't got long this morning. You've only got about 4.5 minutes.
Can I give you an example of another one?
Yeah.
That is an estate. Barry White House.
Very good. That's a fantastic
you kept
one.
That.
Why did I do it?
Why did you do that? Why did you roll with an example? So, celebrities and places in America, they can be states, it can be a building, it can be a tourist attraction.
I think there is a deflated atmosphere because we struggled big time.
Well, I only have one. I've said it before, the broad topics, they don't work.
Yeah, but you could have narrowed it yourself.
I could have. I didn't.
I was really surprised that you struggled because this is the best reaction to the Celeb Smasher that we've had all week.
What was the topic?
So this morning's Celeb Smash that you had to smash with celebrities and places in America. So my example was Dermot Kennedy Space Center. So I was saying that you can use states or places or tourist attractions like the Kennedy Space Center. Nick, you say you only have one.
Yeah, how many have you got?
I have three.
This is the first time that the presenter in the studio
forfeit.
Hasn't come up with three.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's not been good.
So Nathan, let's go for all your three first, please.
My first one is a politician. It's very political.
Okay.
And you know I'm not great with politics.
Yeah.
I think Graham would enjoy this. Luke Wyoming Flanagan. Ming Flanagan. Luke Ming.
I wouldn't know.
He is a
person.
He is a politician.
Just keep saying the name over and over and over.
Kentucky Barlow.
Ken Barlow. That's good. The Coronation Street character, Ken Barlow.
We all remember the legendary Liverpool goalkeeper, Jersey Dudek.
Oh, do we?
New Jersey Dudek.
That's very good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Nick, now you can still, like...
I have one.
You could still win.
And my one is a stinker.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
Okay. We all know Australian icon Steve Irwin's daughter, Bindi Irwin.
Do we?
Yeah.
And we all know that Chicago is often referenced as the Windy City. I've got the Bindi Irwin City.
Oh, Nick. Yeah, well, why didn't you go with Denzel Washington?
Because I'm an idiot.
So Nathan gets the win in the studio this morning. Before we get to yours, my mum's been involved.
Go on.
Alicia Keys. Florida Keys. Florida Alicia Keys.
Oh.
It's not bad. It does work.
Yeah. Not the best.
Fair play to you, Dom.
Let's go to your voice, Diane. Let's go to your voice notes. And if I really like them, there's a lot of them today, I will give you a pair of passes to the IMC cinema. Let's get into it.
Amy, give it to us.
You can't beat Goodell, Ariana Grande Canyon.
very good, Amy.
Ariana Grande Canyon, fantastic.
Cinema passes?
No, I will reveal if the cinema pass is worthy.
All right, Glenn.
Hey, lads, it's Glenn. You've heard of the famous baseball player, Babe Ruth.
About
Babe Ruth 66.
Oh, Route 66.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Next one.
Jess, give it to us.
Phil Collins, Adelphia.
Philadelphia.
Phil Collins, Adelphia.
What a man, Phil Collins.
No, that's... well, she can't win because that's Jess.
My girlfriend.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. This is nepotism.
I can't wait.
Nepotism is rife on this show.
It wasn't best from her either.
Kate.
Denzel Washington Monument.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you told me to go with. Look, it works, doesn't it?
Washington Monument, it's great.
They're not blowing my mind this morning.
No.
Kevin.
Jeff Gold Bloomingdale's.
Bloomingdale's, the big department store.
Isn't that where Rachel Green from Friends, Jennifer Aniston's character, works?
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
We'll give it to her anyway, but Michael, give it to us.
Brad Pittsburgh.
Yeah, again, they're all working, but...
Yeah, I'm not laughing. I'm more so going very clever.
There needs to be something that stand out, and I'm not sure if we're going to get that.
Neve.
Lads, what about Jennifer Hudson? Jennifer Hudson River.
Yeah, again. Clever.
Solid.
It works.
It's solid, and you're doing great. Yeah,
I want to say thank you so much for getting involved in the show.
Yeah. No name.
How about Statue of Liberty X?
Oh, I like it because he's Australian. I'll give him
Is he Australian?
Yeah, did you hear his voice?
Let's have a listen again.
Hang on. Oh, no, sorry. I hit the wrong button, guys. Here he is again.
How about Statue of Liberty X?
Yeah, no name. Confirm you're Australian. Send us another text message.
I wouldn't have gotten Australian.
Correctly, Statue of Liberty, Liberty X, one of our favourite bands from pop stars. It's good, but it's not doing it.
Do you know there's a real like dark cloud or something? No one's laughing here.
It's a topic, Callum. Shame on you. Shame.
It was a great day of entries. Tomorrow I'll be back with something bigger
and
better.
Maybe it was just too low-hanging fruit.
No, I don't think it was low-hanging fruit.
Owen, give us one more to drive us home.
My celeb smash would be Dermot Kentucky Derby.
Oh, with Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kentucky Derby.
Okay, again, works.
I think Dawn's was my favourite.
Diane. Thanks for your celeb smashes. No cinema passes today, but a real great effort all round, apart from Nick, who did one.
You need to pick this game up tomorrow, Callum.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You ready, brother?
I'm just behind the curtain. Oh. Wait 1 minute. Oh, just have to get my sheet ready.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm ready now.
Allow me to introduce your host, creator of the game, entrepreneur, and explorer of drawers outside in the office, Mr. Nathan Jeremiah. Oh, don't shake your hips like that.
I'm like Ellen DeGeneres. I dance into the studio. I am the host. I'm the founder. I live and I die by this game.
You look very limber.
Yeah, I'm feeling limber this morning. I'm really excited. If you don't know what Google Box is, I've typed 3 open-ended questions into Google. We know with Google, it likes to try and predict what you're trying to say. So can you predict what Google predicted? Now, Nick, you played last week and you were absolutely incredible.
I shocked everyone. I shocked myself. I got 2 out of 3. Callum had mentioned no one had ever got a clean sweep before.
No.
I was going for the
very
3.
Close.
Let myself down.
I don't think anyone has ever gotten 2 correct.
I've had the odd 2. But we actually got a lot of live messages in last week as well. People playing along at home.
It's never happened before, and we've been doing this game for nearly a year.
So if you want to play along at home with Googlebox. Just WhatsApp messages. I have the WhatsApp messages up, and I'll keep track of the live scores.
But won't it be so depressing if no one enters?
Yeah, that could be sad.
See, I wish you didn't do that, because there's too much pressure now.
I'll make some names up.
It'll happen. This game is too contagious.
So we know if producer Callum is making up a name if he reads out Nigel.
Okay.
Write down Nigel. So we know that no one has entered.
Let's get into the
game.
What
happens if a Nigel texts?
Here we go. Do mustaches.
Do mustaches get dirty?
Oh, very good, producer Callum. Nick, come on now.
Itch.
I'm saying itch.
So we're trying to complete what Google thinks we're going to say.
Do mustaches itch?
Thank you for explaining the game. Do mustaches at number 3 cause cold sores?
Oh. Yeah, ingrown hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Do mustaches at number 2 stop growing?
Oh, very good.
I'd say they get bigger, don't they?
Oh, you see the guys that are able to do this with the whiskers on the side.
Oh, I love that. And at number 1, do mustaches look good? People want to know, do they look good? Has Nigel been in contact?
Nigel hasn't been in contact. Rebecca has been in contact.
Oh, what's
on the
Rebecca
voice note,
saying?
So I just had to change my headphones. Do mustaches get knits?
Oh, imagine,
like head lice.
Yeah. Imagine finding like knits and fleas.
Sorry, Rebecca, that wasn't in there.
Thank you, Rebecca. Right, let's move on. Are you enjoying yourself,
yeah,
Nick?
Yeah, just disappointed that I'm off to a bad start. I can't get the three.
I'm looking over at you and you don't seem focused at all.
No, I'm back in. Sorry, head okay. in the game, head in the game.
Why does the moon...
Why
does the moon...
The moon sometimes appear bigger.
Okay.
Why does the moon... Oh, I want to say something, but I reckon it's a silly...
Go for it. Trust your heart.
Why does the moon glow?
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
okay.
Very bright.
Nigel been in contact?
No. I'll come to yours in a sec.
Why does the moon at number three look bigger?
Oh, hello.
Hello to you, sailor. At number two, why does the moon change shape?
Okay.
No, it does. And at number one.
You say you didn't know it does?
No.
Man, you see it full, you see it half.
I've never seen the moon.
Oh, man.
Why does the moon at number one glow?
Oh! He's done it!
Well, no, it didn't actually say glow. It said shine at night. But
yeah,
I'm going to give it to you.
That works.
That's very good.
Okay, I need to get the next one right.
Well, Nick, you came first there, so you get like a bonus point.
That's incredible, Nick.
Yeah, boy.
Are you listening, Rebecca? Why does the moon make you go crazy? Full moon, something about werewolves.
Oh, yeah.
And Kian, why does the moon change shape?
Oh.
Yeah,
you got that. Then you got that correct, Kian. So we have Rebecca and Kian listening. That's
okay,
brilliant.
Great.
We have two people.
Two listeners. Lovely.
Brilliant.
Nigel in touch it?
No.
Okay.
Last one. Why does my rash... And I saw you were Googling that yesterday afternoon, Nick.
Well, you must have gone to my computer to get the game.
Why does my rash...
Hurt.
Well, I know I said itch for the first one, but... hold on. Why does my itch... Where's my rash?
Why does my rash...
Itch. I'm going itch again. That's twice in this game I've given the answer of itch.
That's unheard of, Nick, in the game. Why does my rash at number three come and go?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And number two, why does my rash smell?
Oh. Where's the rash?
last one.
On, mate, get it together.
I'm having a bit of fun.
Sorry, mate.
Is that a crime?
I'm eager to know if I won.
I think radio should be fun in 2021.
No, not when I'm trying to find out if I've won.
Why does my rash at number one itch more at night? I'll give it to you.
Nick!
Wow. Incredible. We have proven that, Nick, you are not a one-hit wonder.
I'm a two-hit wonder.
Two number one answers, just very quickly.
Yeah.
Rebecca, why does my rash look so gross?
Ugh.
Kian gave three. Itch hurt or spread. He said itch.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Great job.
Kian could
Great
be my biggest
job.
Competitor.
Yeah. And Nigel say anything?
Nothing from Nigel.
Did Nigel say he loves the game?
Nigel says that he dislikes you.
Oh, Nigel. Come on. I'd love to come back on and play this
game. Love Nigel to come on the show.
Nigel doesn't exist.
No, who is Nigel?
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.